Turning to news from the Middle East, and a suicide car bomber flattened a restaurant in a busy market in the Shiite holy city of Kufah today, killing at least 16 people. In response, local authorities closed the entrances to Kufah and its sister holy city of Najaf, strongholds of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadir's Mahda army militia. The suicide attack came a day after Iraq's Sunni vice president threatened to leave the Shiite-dominated government unless key unspecified amendments to the constitution were made by May the 15th, a move that would plunge Iraq into a political crisis. Also today, the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, asked donors for an additional 35 million Swiss francs to expand its humanitarian work in Iraq. Spokeswoman for the ICRC, Dorothea Krimitisas, told us more about those in need of assistance.
Civilians are today those who are bearing really the brunt of the relentless violence, and things are not getting any better in Iraq. So what is urgently needed is assistance for internally displaced persons whose numbers are growing, unfortunately. They are estimated today at 850,000. And also for the communities hosting them, as well as for other vulnerable groups, such as elderly, disabled, or female-headed households. We also plan to increase our distribution of medical supplies to hospitals in Iraq. We will also set up a total number of 6 mobile clinics to provide treatment to those people who are unable to reach medical care because of the prevailing insecurity in the country.